last week we introduced you to a man named Derek Kovic, 41 years old, dealing with liver issues his entire life. And he was on the transplant list to get a liver at UW Medicine, but he was told that in order to move forward with the transplant surgery, he would have to be COVID vaccinated. He did not want to be COVID vaccinated. And as a result, they said, well, then you're not going to be able to just easily move forward here. And he's been put in a really tough spot. UW Medicine tells me that there's no specific policy that will deny folks a transplant surgery on the basis of their COVID status. Instead, it's left up to the recommendations and requirements of the doctors. Since then, I've heard from a number of patients who have indicated to me that they have run into the same exact issue. In the case of my next guest, Sam from Monroe, he was taken off the list for a heart transplant back in June over this very issue. And he joins me now. Sam, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason.
So take us through, if you could, how did you get to the point where they denied you? When did you find out? Take us into the timeline.
Well, in May, I had an appointment with the cardiologist. The cardiologist called me and we had a discussion, and he informed me that, well, you know, you're going to have to get a vaccination in order to get a transplant. And I says, well, that's news to me, and nobody's ever told me that before. And he says, yeah, that's our policy. And I says, well, that's a problem because I'm not getting the vaccination. I just refuse to do it, and I'm not going to do it. And so I got a call back saying that I would be taken off the list and put on an inactive list. And a few days later, I received a letter saying that I was no longer on the inactive list. I was not on a list at all.